Alleluia, Christ has risen. Alleluia. In the name of Jesus, amen. In lieu of the sermon today, I'm just going to call upon several of you to read through each verse of the sermon hymn, the hymn of the day we just sang, because there, in each one of those verses and in all the verses together, we have a pretty good statement of what holy baptism is, what it does as God's gift for us sinners, and how it unites us to the Savior who came into the world to suffer and to die and to be raised again, and as we will celebrate on Thursday, to ascend to the right hand of God the Father. So, you know, we're going to rush through things so you can get out early, and maybe you've got a Memorial Day picnic or something planned, a cookout, and you know, that's what really counts. Well, this is Memorial Day weekend, and tomorrow our nation commemorates Memorial Day. We remember those who have served our nation and paid the greatest price of all to ensure and establish our nation's freedoms. And that's a good thing for us to do as Americans. But as members of the Holy Christian Church, every Sunday is a memorial day, a day in memory of one who also died, who also sacrificed himself for our good and for our well-being, our Lord Jesus Christ, to win for us the greatest freedom of all, freedom from sin and death, freedom from the guilt of our sin, freedom from God's condemnation, his just and rightful condemnation of us as sinners by nature. We remember the one who threw himself on the hand grenade to save our lives. We remember him who stormed the enemy's machine gun nest to destroy it before it could destroy us. We remember him who gladly bore the cross on our behalf so he could be loaded down with the sins of the world, so he could be loaded down with the guilt of all of your sins and carry that guilt away from you. And indeed, remove it from you as far as the east is from the west. And that is a long, long way. Your sin, your guilt, has been buried in the depths of the sea by this Savior whom we remember today. And what better way to remember him than by Holy Communion? This do in remembrance of me, Jesus said. So we take his body and we eat in remembrance of the Jesus who suffered, died, and was raised again for us. We take his blood and we drink in remembrance of the Jesus who shed that holy blood in his dying agonies on our behalf to save us. That's not the only way we remember Jesus on Sundays. We remember him through the proclamation of Jesus Christ and him crucified for you, out of love for you. So with sins forgiven, with everything that separated you from God, no matter how awful it may have been, and, you know, we could all compare our various awfulnesses, if you would like, but they're all rotten in God's eyes. But Jesus has taken them away. Your robes have been washed and made white in the blood of the Lamb. And that brings us to a puzzling verse. Not really puzzling. but one that puzzles many people and one they don't know what to do with, found in today's epistle. Baptism now saves you. Whoa, wait a minute. It's only Jesus who saves. How can baptism save? I mean, it's something we're commanded to do. It's something we do out of obedience to God. It's something that we do to show that we have made a decision to follow Jesus. And we are determined, dead set, that by acts of our own will, we aren't going to let anything separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Baptism, it's just a little bit of water. It's a human tradition. We do it out of obedience to show that we have made ourselves disciples of Christ. And while we're at it, let's talk about this infant baptism thing. How dare you baptize a little, harmless, innocent infant? They don't need saving. They aren't sinful. They don't know they're doing wrong when they do, at least not until they reach the age of accountability, which is mythical, by the way. It's not in the Bible. No, we baptize infants because our Lord Jesus Christ said, "Let the little children come to me." And the Greek word for little children means someone like Ava back there, like Becky, if she's up there, or nope, in the nursery with her dad, a newborn, an infant, someone in diapers, someone who is helpless, but nonetheless someone whom, according to Psalm 51, was sinful from the time of birth, sinful from the time his or her mother conceived that child. We are born dead in trespass and sins, and no mythical age of accountability can possibly alter that fact. Jesus says, "Go into all nations, making disciples by baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all things which I have commanded you." Ben, where was Ava born? Here in the United States. Yeah, in the United States. So is Ava a citizen of the United States? How can she possibly be a citizen? She hasn't decided to become an American. You know, let her decide. No, she is a citizen by virtue of her birth here. Infants are included in Jesus' command, "Go into all nations, making disciples by baptizing." And the Jesus who rebuked his disciples, who said, "Jesus is a busy man. He doesn't have time for you parents who want to bring your children to him so he can bless them. Shoo, get along with you." Jesus came down on them in the hardest terms. He rebuked them. He said, "Whoever does not receive the kingdom of heaven as a little child will never enter it." Now, that doesn't mean you need to be baptized as a little child to enter into the kingdom of heaven. What it means is that your state of dependency upon God and His mercy must parallel, be likened to the state of dependency that Ava has upon Ben and Amy, that Becky has upon Bonnie and Steve. Entirely dependent upon them for everything. And thus it is with we who are baptized. We can't take care of ourselves in the kingdom of God. We can't do it. We need God to do it for us. And God does it through the means of grace. He does it through the washing of water and the renewal of the Spirit at the baptismal font, as His triune holy name is placed upon us. I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. He does it in the absolution which follows your confession of sin. The absolution the pastor speaks as a called and ordained servant of the Word. Therefore, I forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. In the preaching of the gospel, your Heavenly Father is taking care of you. He's assuring you of His love for you, His mercy for each one of you. He's telling you in the preaching of the gospel that though your sins be as red as scarlet, in Christ Jesus He has made them to be white as snow. And He no longer sees them. He no longer calls them to mind. He no longer holds them against you, because His Son has taken them away. That's what the cross was all about. Jesus doing the cleanup job for the mess that Adam left behind, and that mess that each one of us perpetuates and adds to. You know, one teenager can create an awfully messy room. Or an infant pulling out all his or her toys, you know, a toddler, make an awfully messy room. But imagine a universe full of such and the mess that it makes. So it is with the sins of the world. But when Jesus comes to fulfill all righteousness, when Jesus comes to keep all of God's commandments in your place, each and every one of them that you have failed to do, when Jesus comes to submit Himself to His Father's will and drink the cup His Father has given Him and go to the cross, it's for you. This universe of sinners is no match for Jesus. The sin left behind and accumulated and piled up to Himalayan heights is no match for Jesus, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. And so it is for you. Your baptism is God's testimony of that. I need a volunteer. Anyone? John smiled. John, I want you to go out to the landfill down here, Bethany Church Road, and I want you to dive into an open pit and dig around in there and find the smelliest, nastiest piece of garbage you can, and then bring it home. Take it to your home and put it there as a centerpiece on your coffee table. You know, don't wash it up. Don't clean it up. Put it there. Sign your name to it. Take out an insurance policy upon it in case anything should happen to it. You ready to do that? I mean, really, this really stinks badly. I don't think any of us would do that, but isn't that what God has done for us? He's dived in Christ into the landfill of this sinful world, and He's reached out and rescued filthy, nasty sinners, and He places His name upon them, His saving name in baptism, but He does clean them up, and He is proud of them, and He does love them on account of Jesus. On account of what Jesus has done. He suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, for you and me, that he might bring us to God. And through the gospel proclaimed, or through holy baptism, or through whatever means the Holy Spirit uses to accomplish his gracious purposes in Christ, we are gathered here today. We, the baptized, we to receive God's good gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation. We to partake of Jesus' body and blood in remembrance of him. Memorial Day, right there at the altar. Remembering Jesus, what he has done for you. Receiving Jesus, your Savior, in his body and blood. Receiving the gifts he brings from heaven to you and for you, out of love for you. Receiving the Jesus who in holy baptism received you into the family of the triune God, not as an intruder, not even as a welcome guest, but as family, as God's own children, for Jesus' sake. So baptism now saves you. It corresponds to the Ark of Noah, in which 8 people were saved during the flood. Don't think of your baptism as a mere past event. It now saves you. It's ongoing. Don't think of it as something that you did. Confess it gladly and boldly and proudly. I have been baptized. I am a member of the household of the triune God. My sins are forgiven. I have eternal life. I have a Father in heaven who loves me. And why? Because of Jesus. It's always because of Jesus. And if it's not, it ain't the gospel. It's not good news. So Jesus, in memory of him who died, who was raised again, who has ascended into heaven, who gives us eternal life and guarantees our own resurrections as well. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. And now the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, your Savior. Amen.